Whole Story Quest Audio presents an unabridged recording of The Epigenetics Revolution by Nessa Carey, narrated by Donna Postel.
Introduction. DNA. Sometimes, when we read about biology, we could be forgiven for thinking that those three letters explain everything. Here, for example, are just a few of the statements made on June 26, 2000, when researchers announced that the human genome had been sequenced. Today we are learning the language in which God created life. U.S. President Bill Clinton. We now have the possibility of achieving all we ever hoped for from medicine. UK Science Minister Lord Sainsbury. Mapping the human genome has been compared with putting a man on the moon, but I believe it is more than that. This is the outstanding achievement not only of our lifetime, but in terms of human history. Michael Dexter, The Wellcome Trust. From these quotations, and many others like them, we might well think that researchers could have relaxed a bit after June 2000, because most human health and disease problems could now be sorted out really easily. After all, we had the blueprint for humankind. All we needed to do was get a bit better at understanding this set of instructions so we could fill in a few details. Unfortunately, these statements have proved at best premature. The reality is rather different. We talk about DNA as if it's a template, like a mold for a car part in a factory. In the factory, molten metal or plastic gets poured into the mold thousands of times, and unless something goes wrong in the process, out pop thousands of identical car parts. But DNA isn't really like that. It's more like a script. Think of Romeo and Juliet, for example. In 1936, George Cukor directed Leslie Howard and Norma Shearer in a film version. 60 years later, Baz Luhrmann directed Leonardo DiCaprio and Claire Danes in another movie version of this play. Both productions used Shakespeare's script, yet the two movies are entirely different. Identical starting points, different outcomes. That's what happens when cells read the genetic code that's in DNA. The same script can result in different productions. The implications of this for human health are very wide-ranging, as we will find out from the case studies we are going to look at in a moment. In all the
sample complete. Ready to continue?